All right, we are. Where are we holding?
Samachdal.
Yeah, we are in Samach Hey Amud. No, we're not. We are in Samach Dalad Amud Aleph. Correct. Thank you. We are on Erevin Samach Dalad Amud Aleph, and we are about 9-10 lines down. Gufa. Three words before the end of the line. Gufa. Am Rabbi Yehuda Am Shmuel Afilu Schirei Afilu Lekite Nesin Eruvai Vidayoi. So what did we say yesterday? we spoke yesterday about a case where there was one Akum living in the Chatzar, or living in the Mavoi, and the fellow was not interested in doing Schiris Rishus. You go over to the Akum, you say, can I rent your portion in the Chatzar, in the Mavoi? And he says, no. And like we said yesterday, that it kind of comes as no surprise. I mean, the whole reason why Chazal insisted that we do Schiris Rishus is because they kind of hoped that the Akum would not be so easygoing, and this way we would realize that it's not Kedai for us to live in the same Chatzar, for fear that we shouldn't learn from their actions and so on. And the Kitzer, what does one do in a situation where he says he's not interested? So Rava came along, and Rava said, three lines down in the Gemara, Al Amarava Lizal Chad Minayu, a liquor of lay. One should go over to this non-Jew, schmooze him up, befriend him, and ask if I'm able to place something down. In this way, I now am considered to be like his worker, and I can now act on behalf of him, and I am now considered to be his representative. So now the rest of the Bnei Chatzar don't need to deal with him anymore, but rather they can deal with me. So I am now in his stead, I'm now in his place, and so on. So that's what we said to do. So the Gemara says, now, Gufam Reidem Mishmul, Afir Eskir, Afir Lekite, Nes Neruv, Vidayoi, even if someone is merely his worker, then Nesin Eruv Vidai, you can deal with him directly, and that is good enough. That's that Lashna Rashi. Rashi said, the Shavino Lakit Kibailim, that he's now considered to be like the Bailim. It's about this, that Amr of Nachman, Kama Malia HaShemaito. How wonderful is this Gemara? How wonderful is this Halacha? What a lovely shtickel Torah, meaning that even the worker of the Goisha landowner, property owner, providing that he has permission from him to place items down, he in essence is considered to be like his worker, and he can now act and represent the Goy, in which case the rest of the Bnei Chatzar don't need to deal with the non-Jew anymore, they can deal directly with this fellow. Kama Mailya Hashmaita, how nice is this Gemara? Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, another statement from Rav Yehuda Mishmuel was, Shasa Revius Yayin Al Yaira. If a person drinks a Revius of wine, Al Yaira. So our Girsa is one should not paskin. There is another Girsa of Al Yispalo, but our Girsa is Al Yaira, one should not paskin. And on that, Amar Rav Nachman, Loi Malya Hashmaita. I don't like that different Dvar Torah. I don't like that Shtickel Torah. Meaning the first one was very nice. The first Meim Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, I like. The second Meim Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, I don't like. This I like, this I don't like. Why don't I like this second one? The Ha'ana called Kama Delisha Sina Rav Yasa Dechamra Leid Sila Datoy. Because with me, unless I drink a Revius of wine, I don't have the clarity of das which I need in order to paskin. So you, Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, are saying that if you drink a Revius of wine, you cannot paskin because it jeopardizes your ability to think clearly. With me, it's exactly the opposite. With me, it's the opposite. So therefore, said Rav Nachman, I don't like this psak. Now we'll come back to Gemara in 2 seconds. If you look at the second to last Tosfos, Shas Ravi is Yain Al Yera, three lines down, the Im Toimar, What is Rav Nachman saying when he said, I don't like this shmaitza? Meaning it's going on the words Yain Vishekha Al Tasht, don't drink wine, and then it mentions Lahavdil Ulahirais, that there is a practical implication about not drinking wine, Ligabi Hura. So there is a Shitas Tanayim which says that if you drink wine you're not allowed to paskin. What do you mean, Rav Nachman, you don't like the Shtikel Torah? What do you mean? It's a Machlekes Tanoim. Number one. The Begmin Lohasim Revius. Number two, Vaykasha Dahar Rav Nachman Gufei Ka'amer Lekaman Mishmaitin. Soon we're going to see that Rav Nachman himself is going to say that Derech Mil, if a person walks a mil, Vishena, culture, or sleeps a little bit, Mefigin is a Yain, Kesheshach's Revius. If you drink a Revius, so having a little nap or walking a mill will cause you to rid yourself of the ill effects of the wine. So clearly wine does have an effect. Shmamina da osir. So, I mean, you yourself, Rav Nachman, are coming up with different ways that a person is able to sober up once they have drunk a revius of wine. So how can you say, oh, I don't like this shtikel Torah? So, says Taisa to me, Wahi ikal ukme kagoin de le rama bamaya, vahacha de rama bamaya. Says Taisa, it could be that a difference would be whether or not the wine is diluted or it's not diluted. So on Amud Bey is when Rav Nachman was coming up with ways for a person to become sober. It's if you drunk strong wine, it was undiluted. Whereas here, if it's a very light wine with a low alcohol content, so Rav Nachman's saying, there's no problem with drinking it. And on the contrary, for me, I feel I'm that much sharper when I've had a little drink than if I hadn't. Anyway, le'inyaneinu, that's not really what the Gemara is going to focus on. The Gemara is going to focus on what Rav Nachman said. I like this Gemara. I don't like this Gemara. I like this Shmaitza. I don't like that Shmaitza. On that, Amar Le Rava, my time Amar Mar Hachi, why are you speaking like this? Amar of Acha Bar Hanina, my dechse, what's pshat in the pasuk? V'raya zayna is ya'abed hoin. Literally, someone who is shepherding zaynais will lose their hoin. And as the Gilyan points out over here, that Rashi says over there that the word zaynais in Tanakh never appears mole with two vavs. Other than this pasuk, this is the only time where it says zonos, where you've got two vavs, it's mole. And therefore we make the following drasha. What does it mean? V'raya zonos ya'abed hoin. Kala imer shmua zu noe. V'zu eina noe ma'abed hoina sholteira. So, meaning zonos, this is nice. This is a nice shtickle there. This is a geschmacke shtickle there. This is good. So if a person does that, ye'abed hoina. That is something which is ma'abed hoina. One is not allowed to do that. So why are you saying, oh, the first name of Rav Yehuda ben Shmuel, that I like. Second one, I don't like. You can't do that. Amar le hadri bi. So he said, I retract. Or as Rashi says, what does it mean, Hadri B? Loy oisef oid. I will not continue to do this anymore. I realize that it's the wrong thing to do, and I will not do it anymore. That's very interesting. if I were to ask you, what is so bad? I don't know, you hear one name review the Mishmul, you say, wow, that's super geschmack. I love that. You hear the next one, you say, nah, I don't like that one. So what is the avla over here? Is the avla that you say, I don't like that one? Or is there an avla to say, I like that one? That's a really, really geschmackish tikkul Torah. I mean, I don't know, that seems okay, right? It seems fairly complimentary for a person to say, I'm very impressed, I really like that tikkul Torah. So it's very interesting. And there is a diyun in the Mefarshim over here, the Mashah says that it's mashma even to say zu noya, the zu eina noya. Even when you say the zu noya, it's a problem. That's what's mashma from the Gemara. Whereas the Rashash and others say no, the problem is only to say zu eina noya. Because we find in many places that the Amorayim were mishabeach divrei Torah of the other Chachamim, of their colleagues. So it doesn't seem to be that there's a problem to say zu noya. Meidach, from the actual drasha of the Gemara, roye zoynois, remember we said that the drasha is zoynois, zu noya. So to say that the zu noya is not a problem, when the whole drasha is from the word zoynoi zunoe, and say, oh, but zunoe is okay to say, it's only the zu eina noe, right? So I can hear where the mashah is coming from. The truth is, the Rishonim already say, the Miri says, a person has to be careful. You know, we find many times that the Achronim say, you know, who am I to be machnis my little head bein shnei harim gedolim? I'm going to stick my little head between two mountains and say, oh, I think the Rashb is right, as opposed to the Ra'ah, as opposed to the Ramban, as opposed to Rashi, as opposed to Tosfos. Ver binich, who am I to say? So, you know, for you to say, oh, you know, I think the Shtickel Torah is good, you know, because I think it's good. I mean, it's Divrei Elokim Chayim. It's coming from Rabbi Yehuda ben Shmuel. So for you to say it's good just because you think it's good, that's also a problem. A person shouldn't be quick to be shafit with your seichel to say this is good and this is not good. Anyway, interesting din as to whether or not the problem is only to say I don't like this one, or is it even to say I like this one? Interesting din. Good. Fine. So he said, Hadrivi, Amar Rabba bar Rav Huna, Shosui al Yispalel, someone who drank wine should not daven. And we know that when it says Yispal, it means Shman Esrei. V'im Yispalel tefilas tefila. And if he did, b'di'evet the tefila is good. Shikar al Yispalel. So too, if a person, well, here we're saying if a person is inebriated, al Yispalel, v'im Yispalel tefilas tefila. The tefila is a teyeva, and one has not been yotzi the chivosi. It says, right? It's nothing. Tefila is a teyeva, and you have to daven again. So heiridami shasi, heiridami shikar. What is the gather of shasi? What is the gather of shikar? Kiha the Rebbe Abba bar Shumni, Rav Menashe bar Yirmiya migifsi. So these two amarayim. Kihavi miftri ma'adadi, when they would depart one and up from one another, amabara dinahar yufti, by the place where the ferry goes over this particular river, yufti, amrukal chadminan, each of them said, lima mil sadaleshmi alachavre, the amamari baravuna ali, liyifta adim chavela mitech dvahalach, mitech kachzech reo. So they would say, no, let me hear you say a chidish. Let me hear you tell me a dvar halacha, and through that the dvar halacha will cause them to remember each other, because the rationale is that they will remember the dvar halacha. For sure, they'll remember the dvar halacha, and by remembering the dvar halacha, that will cause them to remember each other. So, what do they say? Pasach chad v'amar. One of them opened up and said, "Heichidami shasui veheichidami shikar." What is the gather of someone who's a shasi? What is the gather of someone who's a shikar? So we say, shasi means kol shiyachol adaber lefnei amelech. It means someone who's able to speak in front of the king. Meaning they have drunk wine, but they are still lucid enough that they're able to appear in front of the king and speak in a dignified manner. But nevertheless, the Gemara says, shasi al yispalel. You're still not supposed to daven like that lechatchila. You're still supposed to do what you can to neutralize and quell the effects of the wine on you, so that you should be your dash should be crystal clear. It's just that if you daven like that, being that you're still able to be Oymed Lefnei HaMelech, so then the tefillah is good. We know, Lamashal, that one of the kavanas which a person is supposed to have is that you are Oymed Lefnei HaMelech, for instance. And some say that this kavana is ma'akiv, the entire tefillah, meaning a person needs to have kavana in the first paragraph, in the first bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei. You have to have kavana for the words, but you must have kavana to say that you are Oymed Lefnei HaMelech, because das says tefillah. Tefillah is I am in front of the Melech, and that's something which I need to be aware and cognizant of the entire time. So if you're not able to be Oymed Lefnei HaMelech, it's not considered to be a tefillah. But if you are shasi and you are able to, then the tefillah b'di'eved is considered to be a good tefillah. Good. So shikar is called she'ena yachol adarbel of ne'amelech. So once a person has drunk so much that they're not able to appear in front of the king, then even b'di'eved the tefillah is not a good tefillah. That was one maimra which one of them said when they departed. Pasach yidach v'amar. The other one said the following. Hamachzik b'nechzi hager. A person has come into money, a windfall. A ger died without any yarshim, and someone made a chazaka on their estate. Ma yaseh v'yiskaimu b'yadei. What should one do to ensure that this found money should remain intact? If you look at Rashi says, Amachzik b'nechzi hager, all of a sudden a person just came into, you know, £2 million, people are going to say, wow, this guy just got this, you know, found money. There's a potential ayin hara. All of a sudden this guy came into money, so you need to do something with the money to ensure that it will be mekuyim. So what should you do? My yasvis kaim will be all the yikach bahen sefer Torah. Rashi says, "B'mitzasam u'b'schar elo yiskaim u'acherim biyadei." So use some of the money to buy a sefer Torah, and in that merit, then the rest of the money will be mekuyim also. Amrav Sheshes afilu ba'al b'nechse yishtoy. Person gets married, and his wife brings a large amount of money into the marriage. That's also, people are going to say, Rashi says, v'shaltabu eina bisha. There's going to be an ayin hara on that, so you also need to protect the money. So you need to do something good. Rav Amar afilo avad iska. The Rava, you make loads of money. You make plenty of money, so people might have an ayin hara. So make sure you use the money for a dvar mitzvah. You see from here the importance, if a person is successful in business, how important it is to use your money for dvarim tevim, for a dvar mitzvah, for tzaka, to buy a sefer Torah and so on. For a pub amra, filu matzah mitziah. Even if you find a mitziah, you should still do something with it. You should still buy a sefer Torah. Amra of Nahum Rav Yitzchak. Afilu kasa tefillin. In lav dafka that you need to write a sefer Torah as such, even if you write tefillin, Rashi says, nami mikaimin biyadi. So you don't necessarily need to spend a vast amount of money to write a sefer Torah, even if you write the parshas of the tefillin and so on, that's also good enough. Fine. The Amar Rav Hanan v'Tema Rav Hanina Maikra. So what is the pasuk which teaches us this concept? Rashi says, "Mikra the al yidei the oved bu mitzvah mekayme biyadei." Let's just finish the Gemara Siv. Vayida Yisrael neder. So, what does the whole pasuk say? Vayida Yisrael neder Hashem v'yemer iman nasein titin es amazeh biyadi. If you place this nation in my hands, v'hacharamti es areyem. Rashi says, "Let's just finish." V'aramti loshen hektish, v'al yidei kach nishmas tefilosam v'naflu biyadam. So that was the neder which they made. V'aramti esareyem, meaning I will go ahead and I will be makdish the spoils. So by doing so, they were matzliach in the battle. So you see that You should always try and be mitzarif some type of a kabbalah to do something good, and that will cause you to be successful, and so on. Amar Rami bar Abba derech mil b'sheina kol shehu mefigen es ayayin. So like we mentioned this before, if a person walks a mil, or they sleep even a little bit, mefigen es ayayin. So we spoke, if a person drank wine, so then they're not supposed to daven, they're not supposed to paskin, and so on. But once they walk a mil, or once they sleep a little bit, that will neutralize the effect of the wine. Rashi says, "Vishina kolshu oizu oizu." You don't need to do both. You don't need to walk and sleep, but either or. Interesting. The Gemara does not mention having a black coffee, but walking and sleeping, these are things which neutralize the effect of wine. So, Amar of Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua leishanu alashishasik de revius. This is only if you've only drunk a revius. But if you drank more than a revius, meaning if you drank several reviusin, by you walking, it's going to make you even more, it's going to bring you into a bigger drunken stupor. And if you sleep, it's going to make you even more inebriated. So this remedy only works for one revius, not more. Frag the Gemara v'derech mil mefiga es ayayin. You want to tell me that walking a mil is mefig yayin v'tanya? Ba'yisab rabbing mil shahayarech v'alachamar v'hayim ha'alach mi'akei l'kziv. He was walking, he was going, traveling from Akai to Kziv. V'hayim Rebbe Eloi ma'alach achrov. And Rabbi Eloi was going with him, he was behind him. Matzah gluskin baderach. He found some bread on the way. Amar Eloi, Eloi, tol gluskin baderach. Pick up the loaf of bread, because you're not supposed to leave bread or food on the way, so pick it up. Tol gluskin baderach. Now, matzah nachri echad, they found a nachri. Amar Eloi, so he said Mavgoy, as in Mavgoy was the place, was the name of this chap, and he said Mavgoy tol gluskin halalu mi'iloy, take this loaf of bread from Eloy. So in other words, he Rabbi Mil knew the name of this guy without even asking him, and he told Rabbi Eloy to give the Nachri the loaf of bread. So, Nitpal Loi Rebbe Loi, Rashi says he was Niskariv to the Nachri. Amar Loi Mehechan Ata, from where are you? Amar Loi Mi'ayoris Shoburganim. I'm from the small little city. Uma Shimcha, what's your name? Mavgoy Shemani, my name is Mavgoy. So, Rebbe Loi was somewhat astounded. How in the world did Rabbi Gamliel happen to know the name of this fellow? So he said, "Do you ever met Rabbi Gamliel before?" So Rabbi Loi realized that he had Ruach HaKodesh. And it's quite an amazing thing. Like, why was it necessary that Hashem gave him Ruach HaKodesh for this particular thing? It almost seems to me, and if you say that Ruach HaKodesh is a constant state of mind, which certain tzaddikim have, I hear. But if Ruach HaKodesh is given to a person as per a particular need, so that seems a bit of a strange thing that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him Ruach HaKodesh, that he'd be able to call the Nachri by his name, so he could say, Mavgoy, take the loaf of bread from Eloi. I'll go upon him. So he said, number one, I realize that he's got Ruach HaKodesh. Number one, I learned that you're not allowed to pass over food. Says Rashi, and you see that it's lav dafke din in bread. Because otherwise you might have said, maybe it's a din in pass. After all, we know in halacha we're that much more machmir when it comes to bread. And there's a discussion in Maseches Brachos. Are you allowed to, I don't know, let's say you have a table which is a bit rickety. Are you allowed to prop up the table, one leg of the table, with a loaf of bread? Are you allowed to do your tzrachim with pas? You know? Are you allowed to carve out a loaf of bread and use it as a bowl, as some caterers do? Are you allowed to do these things? Or no, you need to be that much more respectful of pas, because it's a staple food, and it's masbia. But so you might have thought that maybe picking up food is limited to bread, because that was the Maisa Shahoya. But Rabbi Loisa's name, he understood it was lav dafka din in pas. It's a din in all food. That is the first thing which he learned. Number two, balamadnu shahochin achrei roiv ivrei drachim. What does that mean? Rashi says midalei shara lei Rabbi Loisa mechlinu. But the fact that he didn't allow us to eat the bread, the arzakino becheskes pitim shel nachrim, it must be that he said that we need to treat this pas like pas akum, shoroiv ivri drachim nachrim hein. And even though there's a heter of pas akum, that's only pas akum which was baked by a baker. But if it was baked by a balabayis, there is no heter of pas akum. The heter is only for pas palter, where there's no cure of das, because it's done as a commercial business, and he's not interested in making any type of a kasher with the Yisrael. So I learned that you have to be chayshish, that maybe this was baked by a non-Jewish baker. And I also learned that chametz l'achra pesach is mutter b'hano. Now what does that mean? What does that mean? Rashi says over here, Shechemze Shonochri, Shachra Pesach, this took place after Pesach. Mutaba Hano, where's the Hano? Kegenach, the Ika Tevis Hano Lenochri. Over here, where there's Tevis Hano, because he's going to be grateful. He is going to be grateful. So, therefore, therefore, Rami Gamliel was getting a certain amount of Hano, insofar as he was giving it to the Nachri. So that's another thing which he learned. Now, it's interesting. I was wondering, why is there no issue over here of Lei Sechanim? It's a din de Rabbanan. The Gemara says in Avodah Zara, we learn from the pasuk of Lei Sechanim three things. You're not supposed to give Nachrim Chanias Karka, Chanim Eloshn Chania, Machne. Don't give them a portion of land in Eretz Yisrael. And Lei Sechanim teaches us that you shouldn't flatter them to find favor. And Lei Sechanim is not supposed to give them a matana for chinam, for free. So why over here did Rami Gamliel give the Nachri this gift? So I don't know. I mean, maybe when the Gemara is saying over here that it's mutzah b'hano, and Rashi is saying kinhacha de'ika tevis hano l'nachri, meaning I mean, is the pshat that he wasn't doing it to give him a gift? He was doing it because he would reciprocate, and therefore he's getting something out of it. But it's a little bit difficult to say that because, I mean, this was a random Nachri which he happened to chance upon. He's never seen him before in his life, as per the story. Probably I'll never see him again. So, you know, why is there no problem of Lei Sechanim? I don't know. I'm not sure exactly. I mean, I think some say that when it comes to Lei Sechanim, as long as there's some legitimate reason why you're doing it, which could be over here, you should not be mevaza food. It's considered to be a hashchasa for food to just rot and no one to benefit from it. If you're able to give it away so that it's liba lidei ibud and hashchasa, that's not considered to be already a problem of Lei Sechanim. Anyway, those are the three things which he learned from this maisa. Good. Fine.
Can you give it?
Can you do what?
Sorry, can you give a gift to Nachri if you think he's going to be good to the Jews?
Well, I mean, again, you're always supposed to do it if there is a tachlis. So, I don't know, let's say you're giving a gift to your cleaner, so it's an important relationship and you want the cleaner to work well, or you've got an employee or a boss or a neighbor, you know, where you have to have a good relationship with them. And maybe your neighbor is marrying off a child and you want to give a gift because it's important to promote and maintain a good relationship with them. But in theory, if you're doing it solely just to give a gift, that you're not supposed to do. So if there's a tachlis in the gift, I would think it's okay. If the fellow doesn't particularly like Yidden, and again, by you giving a gift, that's you're going to ingratiate yourself and Yidden to this in the eyes of this person, then maybe that's also fine. But as long as there's some type of a tachlis involved. Good. So it says the Gemara like this. So those are the three things which he learned. Once he reached Kziv, Bo Echad Lishoel Al Nidri. Someone came to add to Lishoel on their nether. So Omar Lezeshi Imoy. So he said to the one who was with him, he said, Klo Mishosino Revias Yain Italki. Did we drink a Revias of Italian wine? Amalehain, he said, yes, we did. Imkein Yitayel Acharenu. Let this fellow who's come to ask to be shul on his nether, he should follow us. Ad Sheyafig Yeinenu. Until the effects of the wine have worn off. What happened? Vitayel Achareyem Gimel Milin. And this fellow who wanted to be shul the nether had to follow them for 3 mil. That's probably, you know, 2 and a bit miles. He descended from his donkey. Says the Gemara, and again, we learn lots of things from this Maisa. We see that a revius of Italian wine has the ability to be mishaker. Italian wine is strong. V'lamadnu shikr al yira, and someone who's a shikr cannot baskin. V'lamadnu shederech mefikas ayayin. If a person travels, that causes the effect of the wine to wear away. V'lamadnu she'ein mefirin nedarim le'rocha v'le'mahalach v'le'oymed al yeshiv. That a person is not supposed to matter a nether when you are riding on an animal, you're traveling on a wagon, and not when you're standing up. You must be sitting down when you are matar neder. And says the Gemara, Ketani Miyash, Shleisha Milin, Balin Yanenu. Again, how do we come unto this? Because we asked the Kasha, we said, V'derech mil mefigas ayayi, and you want to tell me all you need to do is travel 1 mil's worth to neutralize the effects of the yayin? Here they travel 3 mil. Ketani Miyash, Shleisha Milin. Says Gwanein, Shiny Yain Italian, the Mishakatfe. Italian wine is that much stronger, and therefore it causes a stronger effect on the person, and therefore you need to walk that much more. Fragdi Gemara of Omar, of Nachman, Amaraba, Baravu, Ali Shano, Ala Shashasa, Revias, Avo Shasa, Yezm, Revias, Kolshagain, Derech, Tredosai, Vishina, Mishachrosai. But didn't we learn that it's only if a person drinks a revius. But if a person drinks more than a revius, then traveling will not help you. So what's the kasha? Where do you see they drank more than a revius over here? Rashi says, about 15 lines down, Avol Yoser Mirevius, the cave in the Yaini Talki Hava, Umishaker Tvei, Havileg Yosem Revius. In essence, it's as if he drank more than a revius, because you're telling me Italian wine is that much stronger. So it's like you drank 3 revius and 2 revius and 4 revius in a regular wine. And we said if you drank more than a revius, then traveling is not going to help. On the contrary, traveling is going to cause you to fall even deeper into your drunken stupor. So what's the pshat? So why is this okay? And that says the Gemara, Rochav Shaini Nein. When did we say that if you walk and travel more, it's going to cause you to become even more inebriated if you walk. But if you're riding on an animal, then it will not have that effect on you. Rashi says, Rochav Shani de'ein lei terecha derech. There's not such a big terecha. Says the Gemara, well, now that you've said that, hashta the asas lahachi, now that you made a distinction between walking on foot and traveling on an animal, l'rami bar abba nami lekasha. The original question on rami bar abba is not shver, meaning before we said derech mil, and here we said shalish mil. Don't ask the question. L'rami bar abba nami lekasha rochav shaini. Meaning there's a big difference. Right, it says Rashi, L'rami bar abba nami the amar derech mil v'achatani shalish mil and leitikshi the rochav shaini the eim eterech. And therefore you need to travel more in order to neutralize the effects of the wine. Good. Fine. Says the Gemara like this. Eini v'amar Rav Nachman mefir nedarim bein ma'alech bein oimet. We learned that a person is allowed to be made for nedarim whether or not you are walking, whether or not you're standing, or bein rochav, and whether or not you are riding an animal. So why did we say that Rav Yehuda needed to descend the animal and sit down? Are you allowed to be made for nedarim if you're traveling and walking and so on? Says the Gemara Tanayi, the ikalaman the armor pays from the harata, the ikalaman the armor ain pays from the harata. Well, we say it's a machlekes tanaim because there's a shita which says you're pesach neder with harata, and there's a shita which says you're not pesach with harata. We'll see Rashi first, then we'll mention Tosfos. Let's first see Rashi pashuk pshat. The way Rashi learns is as follows. Rashi says, what does it mean you can matter a neder? You can be pesach neder with harata. It means, let's just see the Rashi inside the middle of the page. Pesach harata. Tzorich l'chacham limtzei pesach l'shoyel. The chacham needs to find an opening to the individual who wants the matter of the neder. She yehele pischen pel lemer l'das kein l'nedarti. In order for the fellow to say, I didn't have in mind to make a neder under such circumstances. The ilo ayisi yidei asher kein hu, had I only known this to be the case, lo yayisi neder, I wouldn't have made a neder. But nimtza neder nekar mi elav. Very interesting Rashi, important Rashi. Meaning we know that there's a fundamental difference in the way a chacham is able to negate and rid the neder from the way that a baal is mefer the nedarim of his wife. When a chacham is mata the neder, he's mata the neder mi ikaroi. Whereas a baal is mefer mikan ulahaba, henceforth. So in order for the chacham to be matter the neder mi'ikaroi, in essence what he needs to do is he needs to show that the neder was made under false pretenses. It was done in a way that even from the very beginning the neder is not makuyim. There's no validity to the neder. So he finds he's pesach the neder, and he pulls the rug from under the neder. The neder never was a good neder. Whereas if a woman makes a neder and she says, I'm not going to drink wine, so the neder is chal, and for the 6 hours she's asked to drink wine. The husband hears about a neder and he says muferlach. So then henceforth he has the ability to be megas gaius to cut the neder. Henceforth, al kapanim, to be pesach a neder with harata, Rashi learns, means the chacham needs to find something to show that the neder was never really a proper neder. If you say ein poiskin, says Rashi, ein sarich lifteach lebecharata, you don't need to do that. Ela chacham oikroy, he just uproots it. Avavisha ein amitzi letam akira, and Rabbi Gamliel Sover gemand arma poiskin. Rabbi Gamliel holds the opinion which says you need to find the Pesach. Lefika hutzroch yishev adas lechashiv eze pesach yimtzalay. Therefore you need to be stationary. Therefore you need to be sitting down. And that's the reason why Rabbi Gamliel did what he did. Tosfos asks numerous questions on Rashi. If you look about five lines from the end of the page in Tosfos, the Mefarsh Rabbeinu Tam says, no, Poskim b'charata means, Hainu, Shesheil Nesai Imu Mischarit. Do you have regret? Al Mashanodar. Shaimim Loi, Kaduta Isa, Libcha Lecha, Aibois Neder, do you want the Neder? Visharin and Lei, Bahari, all you need to do is have simple regret and remorse. Whereas, Rabbi Mil Savar, Ein Poskim, Lahatale b'charata Lachud, that is insufficient. Mere regret, simple remorse, that's not good enough. That's insufficient. Shemisharit boy almash nadar. Ella sorah lintzi pesach lenidroy. You need more simple regret. Kagoin, you need to say, Sha'imalai ilu boa sorah bnei adam. If 10 people would have come over to you prior to you making the neder, shefaisuch, and they would have appeased you, would you have still made the neder? Are you sure that your state of mind was so clear and calm and lucid that 10 people wouldn't have been able to have deterred you from making the neder? You need to come up with something, but simple remorse and regret is insufficient. But however you learn, the point is that Rabbi Gamliel held he needs proper Yishuv Hadas, and that's why he needed to descend from the donkey, and he wasn't willing to match the nether when he was riding. Says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yehamai Pasach Le Rabbi Gamliel Laugav. What was the Pesach which he found? It was the following. The Pasuk says, the Mishle Yej Beite Kimad Kareis Cherev Ulishain Chachamim Marpe. Now the word Beite, we dash like from the word Bitus Fasayim, like a pronouncement, to speak. It's a lashon of dibur. Yesh baita, there is with one speech, kemad kareis cherev, something to do with a sword, with the piercing of a sword. And nevertheless, the language of the sages is merapa. What does that mean? This is what we dawidashon, and this is what is brought ladina about the perils of making the darim. Kol ha-baita, anyone who makes a neder with a bitis fasayim, Ro'oy l'day krei b'cherev, deserves to be pierced with a sword. Ella shalosh n'chachamim marpei. But the language of the chachamim is merape. It fixes it up. They're able to matter the nether, and so on. Good. Now we said, amamar, ein mavir na la'echlem, one is not supposed to pass over food, but rather you have to pick it up. Am rabbi yechlem ishim rishim n'yachai, leishanu ella b'deris rishinim she'ein b'neisis or prutzis b'kshafim. This was only in earlier generations where the Bnei Yisrael were not involved in witchcraft and sorcery. And there is a discussion in the Mefarshim, is it Dafka Bnei Yisrael? Or is it even Bnei Yisrael? Because as we'll see, Avol Baderes Achronim in the later generations, Shebnei Yisrael Prutzeis B'kshafim, they were involved in witchcraft and sorcery, Mavirin, then you are allowed and you should pass over the food, because otherwise maybe they put a spell on the individual who picks up the food and therefore you're supposed to leave it. So again, as we mentioned, that if it's only the Bnei Yisrael who were not prutzeis in the earlier generations, but the Bnei Nachrim were, so then even in the earlier generations you shouldn't pick up the bread, because the Bnei Kutim, the Goyim, were involved in sorcery. So some say it means even the Bnei Yisrael were involved. Al Kopanim, we're saying that if there's any concern, and nowadays I think I saw that in some Svarim they say if there's fear of disease, that's another reason to say you're allowed to pass over the food because of disease. I think what some people say is if there is a loaf of bread or something on the floor, not you need to pick it up and start to give it away to people, but if you can kind of push it to the side so that people are not going to tread on it. Remember, a person is never supposed to tread on bread or breadcrumbs. That's kosher l'anis. That's something which brings about poverty. A person needs to be careful how they dispose of their breadcrumbs, and don't put it in a place where you can tread or trample on it. So either way, you're not supposed to tread and trample on bread. Good, says the Gemara. Tana, we learned in Hebrew, Shleimin Mavirin. If it's an entire loaf of bread, if it's a shalem, then you should leave it, pass over it. Whereas psisin, if it's crumbs and small pieces, chunks, ein mavirin, you should pick it up. Meaning to say, when is there concern of potential witchcraft and sorcery and a spell was placed on it? If it's a davar shalem. Ah, the witches, the sorcerers, they put a spell on an entire loaf of bread. But if it's just a small chunk, a slice, a tonche, a little piece, so then there's no concern of witchcraft in such a case. So, yeah, shleim ma'avirin, psis ne'en ma'avirin. Amale ravasi l'ravashi, psis lo'y avdin, where they don't do witchcraft on pieces. Foxiv, the Pasuk says, vat chalelna oisi, you were mechalel me, El ami b'shalei sa'irim u'bipsayisei lechem. So there is a reference over here that there was a chilul which was done to me because of your behavior having to do with even the small pieces of bread, which the Gemara understands has to do with the witchcraft which was done by the Bnei Yisrael on the pieces of bread. And that says the Gemara, no, the shakli bagrayu. It just means that they took payment with pieces of bread. Rashi says the shaklan bagrayu psisi lechem lasayis kshafim midvar macherim. Meaning they would do witchcraft and sorcery from other things. Rashi gamenavali bishvil pisusi lechem shneisim lechen, because they give you slices of bread. For your wages, chilaltem eshmi v'sich ami, shisam oisam v'hem kshafam l'nevi abal, la'adez es ami. So you, Bnei Yisrael, were willing to succumb and engage in witchcraft and sorcery for a few slices of bread. Amrav sheishis v'shim Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, yoch ani lifter es kol ha'olam kulei min adin, liyem shacharad beis hamigdosh v'ad afshot. So Rashi says, Yechalani liftar litain al kol Yisrael of Ne'akadosh Baruch Hu davar she yiftru kulam midin. I can come up with such a great taina to pat to them. Lasid lave loymar shehein shikoyrin. Are some of the other gears of shegigin the einit pasin alavainim. I can come up with a mitigating factor. What's my proof? Shenema, the pasuk says, "Lachain, shimi nazis ania ushechures v'leimiyayin." So it uses this lashon of ushechures v'leimiyayin, meaning we are inebriated from all of the tsaros which we've had from the time of the churban onwards, and just like someone who is a shikar is not responsible for their actions. So we are considered to be shikar with tzaris, and therefore we are not responsible for our actions. Meizve, what do you mean? What, someone who is a shikar is not responsible for his or her actions? Shikar mikhemekach, umemkari memkar. Meaning if they make a sale, the sale is binding. Alvara verashish bamisa memisinesai. Your name is them. Now it could be you have to give them hasra, and they need to be mekabel dasra, but nevertheless, memisinusay. Malkus, malkinusay. You give them malkus, klala jaldavar, reka pikechla jaldavar. Ella, shepatim in atfila. They're just exempt from the Shemoneh Esrei because they're not in a state of being oimed lifnei melech. So how can you, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, say that you could part of the ganze welt from the din because of the tzaras which we've endured? We see that even a shikar is wholly responsible, fully responsible for his actions. So Mayachlani Lifter the Karmanami midin tfila. Einachanami he meant from tfila. Says Rashi midin tfila in donin oison al shaloyayu mispalin mekavana yachlani lepatron. I could pat to them. Amar of Hanina leishana elashleyigia leshechrusa shaloyt. And this that we say that someone who is a shikar is parted from tfila is someone who has not reached. This is only someone leishano elo shalei gila shechrusa shaleit aval gila shechrusa shaleit potem miklum. I'm sorry. This that we said that someone legabe the previous brayis of shikar mechameka chamemkar memkar and so on. This is only someone who is not so drunk, like the level of drunkenness of late. Aval gila leshechrusa shaleit potem miklum. The person is considered to be in din mamish, like a shaita. They have no das whatsoever, and such an individual is patimiklum. Okay, we will pick it up tomorrow.